Welcome to the MUFG Global Markets Podcast with Essan Koman, Head of Emerging Markets Research EMEA. It's Friday, June 4th, 2021, and this week we're discussing the outlook for oil prices. The following podcast is intended for professional investors and eligible counterparties only, and not for retail clients. Any content should not be regarded as an offer to conduct investment business or an investment recommendation, but for information purposes only. Essan, interesting week it's been for oil markets, with Brent oil now north of $70 per barrel. Was this an expected outcome?
Thanks, Erna. So yes, indeed, we are north of 70 for Brent, and the front end of the price curve is now trading at the highest level in over 25 months. What's interesting, Erna, is that this time it has come when OPEC Plus members have gathered virtually earlier this week and agreed to raise production by 840,000 barrels per day starting 1st of July, which normally, when supply is added to markets, is theoretically a bearish or neutral outcome. But in fact, Erna, prices have surged by around 3-4% this week. So some details here. The group will raise output by a total of 840,000 barrels from July. So that's 0.44 million from OPEC Plus and 0.4 million barrels per day from the unwinding of Saudi Arabia's voluntary cuts. Now, by July, the group would have reached the third phase of its original agreement with output 2.1 million barrels per day higher compared to April 2021. Now, under the leadership of the Saudis, OPEC Plus's strategy has proven really highly successful, with the latest outcome being bullish, given the speed at which they agreed, with the meeting taking place and finalized within less than 30 minutes, with the deliberations normally taking much longer. So a high degree of agreement amongst the group. Also, there was a clear consensus amongst all members that demand is rapidly picking up, which feeds onto reassurances from bull investors. And also, perhaps by coincidence, on Monday during the meeting, there was word from Vienna that talks on reviving the Iranian nuclear deal needs more time and patience, with outgoing Iranian President Rouhani flagging that hopes of a final deal can be set in motion by only August. Now, for us, the most important takeaway from the meeting earlier this week was the lack of forward guidance on supply levels beyond July from OPEC Plus, due mainly to the uncertainty surrounding Iranian output, as well as high numbers of COVID-19 cases in certain countries. And OPEC Plus is set to meet again on the 1st of July, and will at the least decide on August supply levels, but it remains to be seen whether they decide to offer any guidance beyond this. Now, the Saudi Energy Minister, Prince Abdulaziz bin Salman, advocated that the demand picture has shown clear signs of improvement. But when pressed on whether more supply increases will be needed, he stated, "I will believe it when I see it." Now, whilst the Saudi energy minister wouldn't be drawn on whether OPEC Plus will need to produce more oil in the second half of this year, the mechanism for OPEC Plus to meet monthly to decide on production policy does offer it the flexibility on its wait-and-see approach than it currently believes is most optimal. So all in all, Erna, a bullish outcome this week from OPEC Plus, which has offered bull investors much joy with Brent oil marching higher.
There's been some talk about Iranian crude oil coming to markets. Will that disrupt the oil market rebalancing?
So, you know, there are two clouds that menaces the bullish momentum. So yes, on Iran, which is first. So there remains much uncertainty surrounding the return of Iranian barrels to the market. Now, at the joint technical committee that preceded the ministerial meeting, OPEC Secretary General Barkindo stated that the return expected of Iranian production and exports to global markets will occur in an orderly and transparent fashion, indicating that OPEC Plus will work together to accommodate any potential increases in Iranian production. Now, our base case is that Iran will likely be able to raise its exports by between 600 to 900,000 barrels per day within 3 months of the lifting of sanctions. And Iran already seems to be exporting more than that, than what the market has been pricing in, already lifting its oil exports from roughly around 250,000 barrels per day in the first half of 2020 to around 700,000 barrels per day at the current juncture. Now, over the course of 3 to 6 months, Iran will likely offer significant volumes of floating storage, estimated to be as much as 60 to 70 million barrels to major export markets, predominantly China and India. And based off our modeling assumptions, we expect Iranian exports to top out at between 2.2 to 2.4 million barrels per day by the middle of next year, with total exports, including storage sales, reaching 2.7 million barrels per day. But importantly, Ona, to accommodate Iran, we view that OPEC Plus will likely offset such a ramp up in exports by halting for between 1 to 3 months its 0.5 million barrels per day of monthly rate of production increases at some point in the second half of this year, leaving the destocking path unchanged for an only negligible slowdown in the pace of its excess capacity normalization. And this is consistent with the communication made during the 1st of April OPEC Plus meeting, and simpler to execute, essentially, given the expected increases in the second half of this year, which have yet to be formalized.
And finally, Hassan, what is your outlook on oil prices in the near term?
So, Ona, it's unchanged. We remain and maintain a strong conviction that a vaccine-led spring accelerated global recovery will spur oil prices to overshoot in Q2. So we have Brent at $77 per barrel by the end of Q2, so the end of June, and WTI at $74 per barrel. And this is buoyed also by accommodative monetary and fiscal policy, as well as pent-up savings and limited scarring effects from the virus. Now, from a fundamentals perspective, we continue to see a rapid rebalancing as the market remains in a large deficit, with the normalization of inventories ongoing and OPEC Plus likely to continue targeting a tight market in the months ahead. Now, from the expected second quarter peak that we anticipate, we see oil prices gradually regressing back in the second half of this year towards the equilibrium price of the oil industry, which we view as being centered on the current anchor near the long-term marginal cost of production and support of roughly $55 to $65 per barrel for Brent and roughly around $50 to $60 per barrel for WTI. For 2021 as a whole, we continue to forecast Brent averaging $68 per barrel and WTI averaging $65. And finally, Ona, for 2022, for next year, we continue to forecast Brent averaging $58 and WTI averaging $55. So lower than where we are at the moment for next year. And that's mainly being driven by two factors. So first, a lower carbon future accelerating the decline in oil intensity of GDP growth. And second, an ongoing falling cost structure of the oil industry. So to succinctly put it, we are cyclically positive and expect an overshoot over the near-term prospects, but over the medium-term outlook for oil, in our view, is not so rosy.
Thanks for sharing your insight, Hassan. Have a good week, and we'll speak to you next week.
Thanks, Ona. Talk to you soon.
Thank you for listening to this MUFG Global Markets podcast. Rate, review, and subscribe, and reach out to your MUFG sales rep for further information. Come back next week for more insights from our global markets research team.